I will say that I really like having January 1st being a holiday of obligation. Yeah. I don't know if every single Catholic in the pews is excited about it, but I think it's pretty awesome. Sorry if you differ in opinion, but you know what a more fitting way to start out the new year than by putting God first and foremost in our lives. You know, what better place to start a new year than right here at Mass? And as we say in Mass, it is right and it is just. You know, our Lord has given us everything we have, and we wouldn't have this year without him. So it's entirely appropriate and fitting for us to be here at Mass this evening. I want to focus a little bit today on the theme of a blessing. And our first reading is the great high priestly blessing. This is a blessing that God gave to Aaron, the high priest, you know, the brother of Moses. And he said, when you bless the people of Israel, this is the blessing that you use. And so what is a blessing, first of all? Well, a blessing is simply good things in the context of Scripture that are given to us by God. And covenant, which we're in a covenant with God, the rewards for being obedient to the terms of the covenant are the blessings. And so our Lord promises us good things that he gives us out of his love and out of his generosity. So blessing is simply good things that the Lord is giving to us. And they could be temporal blessings, like financial stability or having a safe home. It could be the blessing of children and having a happy family life. It could be a blessing of living to an old age. Or they could be spiritual blessings, deeper intimacy into the heart of Jesus Christ, in a greater love of prayer, or a greater desire for to meditate, or greater insights in terms of our meditation on the mysteries of God, or greater charity in our hearts for those who are in need. You know, these would all be spiritual blessings. And you know, ultimately, eternal life is a blessing. That's a gift that we were all created for, which our Lord desires to give us. And so, you know, when we talk about a blessing, whether it's the high priestly blessing that we hear in the reading today, or whether it's the blessing at the end of Mass, you know, these are good things that the Lord is pouring out upon us. And the reality is, if what we're doing is the will of God, and he blesses it, then he's going to help it to flourish and to bear fruit. And he's going to multiply the work and the effort that we put in, whether it's in our jobs or, more importantly, the work and effort we put into our families and, you know, spreading the gospel. He's going to multiply our efforts 10, 30, and 100-fold. If he isn't supportive of what we're doing, you know, if he doesn't bless our work, then we can work as hard as we want. It's not going to do any good. You know, we can get up earlier, we can work harder, faster, we can work longer hours. It won't matter. It's going to fail. It's not going to flourish if the Lord doesn't bless it. If the Lord blesses our work, it will multiply. And so, you know, I think it's appropriate that as we start the new year and we come to this Mass, we consecrate the new year to our Lord, and we ask him to bless the work and the effort that we put out in this upcoming year, that he bless our families and that he bless us in our spiritual lives and pouring out grace upon us so that we can be strengthened in overcoming sin and grow deeper in union with God. I want to focus a little bit on one aspect in particular of the high priestly blessing that our Lord gives to Aaron. And he says, may the Lord let his face shine upon you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you. Basically, what that blessing is saying is that the Lord will turn his face to us and basically to see us and to be aware of our needs and our conditions and to be attentive to us. You know, the opposite would be if the Lord turns his face away from us. You know, if you turn your face away from somebody, it's like you're not paying attention to them. So in this high priestly blessing, what Aaron is invoking is that the Lord will turn his face towards us, that he will see what our needs and what our struggles are, and that he will, in his mercy and his compassion, bless us abundantly because the light of his face is shining upon us. You know, it's a very powerful part of the blessing. And, you know, what more could we ask for? But I think it's an especially beautiful part of today's blessing in light of the feast day that we celebrate, the feast day of Mary, the Mother of God. Because through the Blessed Virgin Mary, God became man and actually took on a human face. So we say in this blessing, may the Lord let his face shine upon you. The Blessed Virgin Mary had the blessing, along with St. Joseph, to be the first two people to ever look upon the face of God in this world. You know, God became man, and she was the first one to ever see the face of Jesus Christ, to be able to hold him in her arms and to look upon the face of her God. You know, a lot of people struggle in their lives because they feel that God is so distant from them and they want to know God more intimately. She was the first to literally look upon the face of God. And so what a blessing that was for her and St. Joseph to be able to do that. And what greater sign could we have that God is turning his face towards us and letting his face shine upon us on the feast day of Christmas that we celebrate in this Christmas season? You know, he desires for us to behold the light of his face. And so perhaps at Mass today, one of the things we can reflect upon, especially during the Eucharistic prayer, is to place ourselves in the light of the face of God, of Jesus Christ's face. And as he gazes upon us from the Eucharist, he's present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. He is looking upon us, and he is letting the light of his face shine upon us, veiled only by the appearance of bread and wine. And so what a powerful way to experience the Mass, but to pray for those blessings, that the Lord will look upon us, that we know that he is looking at us, that he sees our needs, and that he is providing for us so abundantly. And we thank the Lord for blessing us so abundantly. And what more could we ask for than to be in the light of the face of Jesus Christ?